moves quickly from assessment to comparison. We get two outcomes when we compare ourselves, or our kids, with others. We either swell with pride and arrogance as we elevate our child above another, or we feel the emotions of inferiority and worthlessness as we place our child beneath another. Neither result is positive. How are the kids? Every parent knows this question. It seems innocent and caring, but there are only two ways to answer that question. Depending on the depth of the relationship with the asker, we can either give a laundry list of successes and achievements, or we can venture into a more vulnerable, authentic answer. Corinne is doing great. She just finished dance for the year with a recital last week. We have birthday parties, church activities, and play dates to keep us busy all summer. She got Mrs. Moore as a teacher for kindergarten, so we are excited about that. That would be the most elevated and positive answer. What about a vulnerable answer? Here's one you might not see on Facebook. My son is struggling in school. He was cut from the baseball team and went over to track and field. He starts community college next fall. We are hoping he gets accepted. His girlfriend broke up with him last week, so he won't be going to the prom. Pray for him. He is going through a rough time. Facebook and other types of social media are stressful outlets for the competitive parent. If you're one who struggles with envy while reading the posts of other parents on Facebook, please keep in mind that most posts are best foot forward. Comparing our children with the status updates of others is like women comparing themselves with magazine supermodels. It's not real. On social media, people post carefully edited versions of their lives and create their own realities. We all want our children to succeed, and that often means being the best at something. One of the struggles with organized sports is that no matter how much we push teamwork, our kids develop a me over the good of the group attitude. Andy and Stephanie Watson understand this all too well. They have two 13-year-old boys who are passionate football players. Sam was an Arkansas Razorbacks fan from the time he was two. The Watson family adopted Roy when he was 10, and he had no choice but to become a Razorbacks fan as well. Sam and Roy are both skilled athletes. Sam is a quarterback. Roy is a running back, and they both play for the Branson Junior High Pirates. Go red and black! At the start of their seventh grade season, the coach had to make some hard decisions.